This is the kicker. So please listen. Whether the result manifests in the heaven realm or the hell realm, it will be right. Hello, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, where I answer your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. I am new to Buddhism and really love your site. So I'm learning more about being present and just enjoying life for how it is now. But I'm curious to know, when you start questioning your current career or your current relationship, how do you know when something isn't right and look to the future to kind of change and make things better, but still with a Buddhist and present mentality? So that's my question. Thanks.
Well, thank you for that question. And I'll just be straight up with you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot tell you how to know what the right thing is to do in your life. However, I know someone who can, and it is you. So your meditation practice can really help you to sort through the complex feelings and instincts and intuitions and doubts that you have and let it all sort of settle until at some point, it may be today, it may be in a year, you see clearly what you should do. It's rarely, at least in my experience, that black and white. But at some point, the important decisions about your life, and my mother taught me this, tend to make themselves. In other words, you get to a certain juncture where you've thought about it, you've read about it, you've contemplated it, you've struggled with it, and then something happens, either in your mind or in your world, that makes you know, okay, this is what I should do. So for better or worse, we have to wait for those moments. One of the interesting things about meditation practice, and by the way, nobody has to be a Buddhist to do meditation. I just really, 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 really want to say that. But one of the interesting things about meditation practice is that it doesn't only attune you to the things that are awesome in your world. It also attunes you to the things that are difficult. And it sort of removes blinders, because as you sit with who you are and how you feel, and you allow it to be there. You sort of loosen the grip that you normally have on yourself of, this is the way I'm supposed to be, and these are the good things to feel, and these are the bad things to feel, and you relax that grip. And then you see more clearly what is working and what is not working. Sometimes it feels good, sometimes it feels confusing, but ultimately it is always powerful and valuable to see what is true. So since you mentioned the Buddhist word two times in your question, I'm going to go all Buddhist on you with the remainder of my answer here. And I'll share a story with you from my life. When I was trying to make a decision about my own career, this is, I don't know, some time ago, maybe 10 years ago or something, I had just started the life of the self-employed person. And I was doing projects with authors to combine what they wrote about with some sort of an audio component. And I just started my own business, and into my lap fell the possibility to do a project with a really, really famous author and spiritual teacher who I also happened to really dislike. I did not believe in what this person was teaching. But I knew that if I did this project, it would be, wow, what a killer way to start my business. And I was struggling for money and I would make money. And what should I do? So I was talking to my meditation instructor about this, who also had worked in publishing. So he knew exactly what I was talking about. He understood my dilemma completely. And I was like, what should I do? I don't believe in this guy, but I really need a project like this. And he said, he gave me the best answer. I never forgot it. Obviously, I'm going to share it with you right now. He said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. What matters is your intention. And then, this is the kicker, so please listen, whether the result manifests in the heaven realm or the hell realm, it will be right. So I'll break that down a little bit, because that is a super Buddhist-y answer. So one thing that this implies is the notion of karma, cause and effect, that what we do has a consequence. And in this answer, what he explained to me is that the first seed in the karmic chain, or the first link in the karmic chain, is intention, not action. What do you intend? And of course, sometimes we do things that are good, even though we don't feel like it. So, oh, maybe I have a bad intention. But just generally speaking, when you step into a situation with a good intention, which could mean anything, it could mean the intention to be kind, to be helpful, to change, even to end. This could be the right intention. But when you start with the intention that is correct, the result will manifest correctly. And the interesting part here is that he didn't say, and it will all be okay. He said, the result will either manifest in the heaven realm, which is a Buddhist way of saying it will be awesome, or it will manifest in the hell realm, which is a Buddhist way of saying it's not going to work out. In both cases, the karma will have ripened correctly. So I offer you that as you make decisions about your own life. I'll just repeat that very briefly. It was a very potent and pithy thing that he said that I have contemplated for years now in terms of making important decisions about your career, for example, or in any realm of life. What is your intention? If your intention is right, is good, and only you can define what that means, then it doesn't matter whether the result manifests in the heaven realm or the hell realm, the karmic cycle will be complete. So I offer that to you with great delight and also stupefaction, because even though I've thought about it millions of times, I'm pretty sure I only understand a portion of what is meant by that notion. But I offer it to you to contemplate in your life as you wish, and I hope it will be useful to you. So I thank you so much for that question, and I really, really wish you the best. And if you have a question about your meditation practice, please go to my website, susanpiver.com, and you can click on the Ask Susan podcast icon and record your question. It could be about meditation, your practice, or just about meditation in general. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to learn to meditate or just want support for your practice, also on my site, you can sign up for the Open Heart Project. It's free. And every week I send out a new 10-minute guided instructional video. Thank you, and I look forward to practicing with you.